Kishu Krishnam, Kishu Kyokyet, Kishu Kokwayat, Kapaneshkesh. Hello everyone, my name is Kanchuka Teshmiet, and I am your host of The Wealthy Warriors. Welcome back to another wonderful Warrior Wednesday. That's a lot of W's. And this week, I'm coming back to you with some more energy. I had some a lot more rest these last few days. As some of you know, I've been shifting my career. So that means just more time to focus on the things that I truly enjoy in life. And getting rest is one of them. I love getting the proper amount of sleep to be able just to enjoy life more. And just focusing on self-development as well, and growing and learning, and you know, bringing this beautiful podcast to all you amazing folks out there. So thank you, Sukuni, for tuning in. This week, I kind of want to talk about something that a lot of people have lost touch with. You know, at one point in our lives, we all had plenty of this thing. And so, you know, as a kid, you know, when you go to a place or you do something or you watch a TV show, you know, it's like magical. You know, have you ever been to a place where you just truly enjoyed as a kid, and it just like, it seems surreal at the time? Or you watch this TV show and it just draws you in, and it just, you know, brought you away from the world. And then time goes on, right? And you live your life, learn habits, learn limiting beliefs, you know, become kind of boring, they say, you know, being an adult, you become boring, you know, we become mundane, you know, we have to act a certain way, we have to be a certain way, you know, we can't do certain things, you know, as you could when you're a kid. And then that place you went to, you know, you've ever tried to revisit it again, or watch an old TV show that you loved, or whatever, in a movie, and it just doesn't seem the same. You know, it just, you're like, wow, like, what is this dump, basically? You know, this thing is like, this place is like, this isn't even that good as I remember it. You know, have you ever said, I guarantee you've been that person that said, you know, this isn't as good as I remember it. And there's one thing that we're lacking when we say this, when we, this situation happens. And this is to become with what us, you know, with us becoming boring. And that is our imagination. Just let that sink in for a second. Our imagination is what us allowed us to create a world of opportunities, a world of curiosity. You know, you could pick up two or one or whatever plastic figures and play with and create a story and just get lost in time. You can make a fort, you could just get blankets and put it over an object, and it became like this fortress, this amazing thing. You know, you could have a cardboard box and you would just play for hours on end, right? That's because of our imagination. Our imagination is what allowed us to do these things. And most adults, we still have our imagination. We're just using it in a way that doesn't serve us right, doesn't serve us, you know, properly. Fear, anxiety, you know, these things like, oh, you know, we're always like imagining the worst situation. Did you see that key word that I said? Imagining. Using your imagination to create something that hasn't happened yet. And that's what a lot of people are doing nowadays, especially with like social media and things like that. Like, you know, I don't watch the news. I haven't watched the news in many years now, just because it doesn't serve my life a purpose. You know, it doesn't serve me a purpose in my life. You know, I used to be one of those people that would get up, have my coffee, and watch the news, not realizing that I was filling my imagination with all these fears, with all this fear-mongering stuff, you know, creating these things in my head that aren't true, that may not ever be true, you know, but that imagination is so powerful that we don't know that. And I was sitting at work, I believe it was last Thursday, and I was, you know, writing up my things I had to do today, get the crew ready, you know, my paperwork, getting everything in line, figuring what we're going to do for the day, figuring what kind of where everyone was going. And someone brought up this current event that happened down in Baltimore with this bridge collapsing. And I was like, oh, I didn't hear anything about that, you know. I didn't even know what happened because I don't watch the news, right? And eventually, if an event is big enough, I will somehow see it. And then, so I got curious and I looked it up online and what happened. And then I started to hear people use their imagination. Now, I heard this story of a friend. They were trying to say, oh, I heard it was a cyber attack. They were using someone was using their imagination to say these things. I heard someone was saying, oh, it was a terrorist attack. You know, using your imagination to create a situation that's probably not most likely true. Or someone was saying that, I can't remember what they were saying, but it was like pretty far out there. You know, like the person that isn't using their imagination to create fear. I was like, what happens if it was just a malfunction in the engine? What happens if, you know, just something wasn't working proper? Maybe there was just a piece of machinery that hadn't been serviced in many years or whatever, right? And it went. Just something so simple. And I didn't allow my imagination to create all these fears, you know? And there's I'm not saying that it's not a bad thing to do these things. But sometimes, you know, using your imagination to create something that hasn't happened yet doesn't serve us a purpose. You know, our minds are so powerful that usually what we believe always comes true. Not always, I should say, but it tends to come true because of the way our brains are wired. You know, you ever heard of the red car or the red car effect? It's basically, you know, if you've ever were interested in buying a vehicle. So you were just looking at buying a red Chevy Silverado. And you went to the dealership and you looked at it and you've been looking at it online and you've been doing your research on it. And all of a sudden you start looking and you start noticing a lot more red Chevy Silverados. You know, is there some reason why, you know, that somehow everyone else out go out and buy a red Chevy Silverado? No. These red Chevy Silverados were always there. They were always in your plain sight, your plain view. But our brains, you know, there's so much happening throughout our day-to-day life that our brains have to filter out many things, you know, and it's a part of our NLP, neuro-linguistics programming. Let me say it again, neuro-linguistics programming, NLP. It's a part of our brain where we only see what we want to see. You know, like that red Chevy Silverado, for instance, you know, you really want it. So now you start seeing it more because it becomes more of a, of a high demand, I guess, that you, you know, it's your brain is pointing it out more because you notice it now. But it could be like that for a white Honda Civic, you know, just for instance, say you're looking at a, for a white, you've been looking at a Honda Civic and you want white, and then all of a sudden you leave the dealership because you didn't buy it yet because you're going to think on it. You're going to start seeing a lot more white Honda Civics, white cars, you know, white Honda Civics, because your filters are programmed, and that's within your filter, your programming in that current state of mind. So using your imagination can be a good thing, you know, believe it before you see it. You know, I truly believe, you know, I was gonna have a great summer last summer, you know, and I truly believe that I was gonna be, you know, just enjoy every minute of it, just allow it to happen to me, for me, and I did, you know, and I made my way all the way to the Hamptons, to powwow, to dance, to meet some wonderful people, and that's what I was focusing on. I choose to focus on what's gonna improve my life, what's gonna make my life better. I'm using my imagination to create these things, you know, and my and your imagination as well can create a beautiful life where you love waking up to every day. No, I was, as much as I love ironworking, I felt in my gut that something else was meant for me out there. And I had been kind of looking at other jobs, and last year I actually applied for a company called Manitoba Mucklucks to venture off, to push myself. And that position with Manitoba Mucklucks was actually their content. I would be the person in charge of creating their content, putting it out daily, you know, scheduling things and like thinking of things on how to build that business. And I almost got it. The only thing that they said that they, you know, when I first looked at it, it was supposed to be a hybrid job. And then they asked me if I would move to Winnipeg. And I just, myself, I love Vancouver, British Columbia too much to move right now in this point in life. And I just said, no, I can't see myself living there right now in my life. And they said, okay. And then that was the only thing that was a deciding factor for them not to hire me, because they found someone who was going to do that for them, which is okay. You know, everything happens for the right reason. And then I was kind of, you know, I had looked at a few other positions kind of to do with being a tradesperson and being Indigenous, because the reconciliation is that much further ahead here in Canada than United States. And I kind of looked around, and I kind of applied for a few things, and nothing happened, right? Nothing worked out. So I'm like, whatever, you know, I was just doing my thing, enjoying ironworking. And all of a sudden, on my LinkedIn, that job popped up. And I was like, wow. You know, they'd actually had recently reached out to me to ask me to do this training that they do. So every person who comes onto these projects, BCIB projects, has to go through a training downtown Vancouver at the office, where you have to learn about, you know, what happened to Indigenous people, and like, you know, some other things as well, and trying to create a new culture and awareness. So they were asking me if I could come in 2 times a month to be able to do that. But just with my schedule, you know, being a foreman, I couldn't do that. I said, sorry, I can't do that. You know, I can't really be taking time away from my crew and the company to come do this, as much as I would love to. And as like not even a week later after they asked that, this thing popped up, this position, this job, and I was like, wow, this is full time, and this is an okay, like this is okay money. Like, so I was like, you know what, I created my resume and then I threw it out there, and boom, just like that, they wanted me to come in for an interview. And none of this would have ever happened if I wouldn't have used my imagination and my filters to look for something new, to look for something to grow myself, to expand me. So start to use your imagination to create a world that you want, a world that you want to wake up to. You know, now that I have more time, I can create more content. I can get back to practicing my culture, doing things, you know, doing more performances. I just started training with my trainer again, which I truly missed. The only reason why I couldn't train with him is because I work out too early. I work out pretty early. I'm not gonna lie, you know, some mornings were hard to get up, but I enjoyed how I felt afterwards. And he worked later at night with some clients, so he just couldn't do it, didn't work out. And now I can. You know, I had my first trainer session with him in a while. I had my training session with him, and it felt good. Like, it felt good. It was just that little bit of extra push that I need to grow. And none of this would have happened. So I want to challenge you to use your imagination this week to create a life you love waking up to every morning, where you wake up and you have a smile, where you don't dread hitting the alarm clock and, you know, snoozing. You know, this is what this community is about growing. You know, that's what wealth is. Wealth is more than just money. Wealth is abundance of health, abundance of gratitude, an abundance of joy. These things are wealth. You know, in the indigenous communities for many centuries, we didn't have money. We didn't have currency. You know, we found wealth in prosperity and things like food and nature and things like that, and water and these simple little things. And we gave gratitude daily, and we, you know, there was just a simplicity to life. I can't really speak for it because I've never experienced it, but just from what I've seen and what I've heard through stories, you know, there was less, I guarantee there was less depression, suicide. You know, there was no drugs, there was no alcohol, there was no things, there was no substance abuse. You know, we fished, we would hunt, you know, the occasional war, the occasional fight. But in all reality, there was none of this bills and, you know, things like that. And it was a different time. So challenge yourself to use your imagination for a better life. Use it. You have it. You may have thought you lost your imagination, but it's always been there. It's just creating nightmares that you don't enjoy. So create a life that you love, not only for yourself, but everyone around you. Because when you start to follow your dream and your passions, you truly never know who you're going to inspire for them to follow their passions in their life and follow their gift that they were brought here with, no matter what that is in life. So thank you for tuning in this week. Sukuni Dagas, start creating a life you enjoy. And I will see you next Wednesday, all my wealthy warriors. Take care, and remember, everything always happens for the right reasons.